Regardless of how independent we think we are, we can't make it on our own. And in fact, the backdrop of the Beatitudes is based on Jesus answering a pressing question by the crowd around him, which was, how can I make it in? Let's join Pastor Seawright as he continues with Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse, with part 2 of his new series on the Beatitudes, with a sermon entitled, From Rags to Riches. Welcome to Precepts, a podcast sermon ministry of New Life Community Church, located in Pontiac, Michigan. Our church's vision is proclaiming Christ and equipping saints in the bond of fellowship. During each podcast series, Pastor Elder Jerry Seawright addresses biblical and doctrinal topics impacting Christians' daily living. Feel free to visit the media section of our website at www.nlccpontiac.org to download as well as take sermon notes during the podcast.
Amen. All right. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now, Lord. Lord, we bow our hearts and our minds to you, submitting to you on today. Lord, with our ears and our hearts open to receive a word from you. And Lord, that's what I pray for today, that your saints hear from you from on high. Hear your word, hear your message, hear your direction clearly speaking in their hearts. And Lord, let not your saints have closed minds and closed hearts when your word is knocking at the door. But Lord, let them have receptive hearts and minds to understand what you have them to do, Lord, as you use them to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As always, I just open with a few housekeeping things here. First of all, I always say, please come to Sunday school. It's important. It's where you get your meat. That's where you get your steak and eggs. And like I said, here you can wash it down with some good orange juice here on Sunday morning. Amen. And the other thing I say to you is they're serving steak and eggs on Tuesday, too, where you can really get into the word, break it down, deliver. How can I say it? I don't want to say debate, but it's another word that's more kind and gentler than that. Dialogue. Thank you. Dialogue. Some dialogue with one another. Amen. And where you can just break this bread of life and really get into it. Amen. So I just ask you all to come out and take part of that. You know, I went to Cedar Point yesterday. And it was quite interesting. Hadn't been in years. And I used to be a roller coaster king. Used to be a roller coaster king. But like basketball, I knew that I have some limits now. Where in the past, I could take you, kiss it off the backboard because I was fast enough. Now I just sit back and give you a few J's because I'm slow enough. So I knew my limits. And going into Cedar Point, I had one mission. I was going to ride one roller coaster, my favorite roller coaster, and that was it. That roller coaster beat me up. Had me singing in soprano. And the deep thing is I couldn't help it. Because I tried to sing bass because Karen was right there. And I was like, ooh, ooh. But I, ow! But it was my favorite roller coaster, though. The Maverick. I don't know if you ridden it before, but that's my favorite. They got some that are faster and higher and everything else, but my favorite one is the Maverick, because the Maverick, you see, it's got some unpredictable things in it. You can't predict it. You know, the first thing you can't predict, you know that you're going up, but it's not like, it's like a subtle up. The moment that you realize that you can't do it on your own, that's when he'll bless you. That's when he'll bless you. Because that's when the powerless receives power, the helpless receive help, and the ones without grace is showered with grace. When you come to terms with the fact that nothing resides in you to move you from one point to another. When you come to terms with the fact that, as it's stated in Acts, the 17th chapter, verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. You can't even do this without him. You can't. You have to realize that you need him even in order to live. Amen? Even in order to live. There is no strength that you possess. No, nothing that you can perform in and of yourself. No act of righteousness that you can do for your salvation. Because righteousness and salvation is all of God. But we want a little piece in that action. I mean, it's got to be something that we do, right? It's something that we do. And that's a debate that goes on with the theologians even to this day. Some say it's something that we do. Others say, even if you did something, it'll be messed up. It's all of God. Amen? But we are utterly weak. Utterly weak. Utterly weak. You know the difference between may and can? See, we're not in a situation where it's like, you know, may I do it? May I do it? May means that you have the ability to do it, but we cannot do it. And cannot means we don't have the ability to do it. We are, in a word, powerless. Powerless. But the gospel message tells us that he got up with all power in his hand. And he gives that power to those who come to accept him as Lord and Savior. As Lord and Savior. We are powerless, but not only are we powerless, but we are helpless. We are helpless. We are out there. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit has an aspect of helplessness to it, meaning that we are exposed. We are out there with no shelter. Naked, if you will, to the elements in life. See, when you're out there thinking you are living it up and you're doing things and you're doing your thing, week after week, day after day. The truth is, you ain't nothing but a slave. You ain't nothing but a slave. You are either a servant of Satan or you're serving the Lord. You have to choose which side. You are helpless to every whim of Satan. You know, they say that the word says that he is the prince of the air, right? He's like the little god of this world right now. And he's just up there with his little imps just choosing and dancing them around. But see, you got to one point in your life choose a different dance partner. Either you're going to dance with him or you're going to dance with the Lord. We are helpless because we're full of just, I found a new word this week. It says blunderous. Blunderous. Not only are there blunderers, but they're someone that can be blunderous. That means you can just jack up. They gave an example of somebody that's kind of clumsy, and they just like, oops, and spilling things and knocking things down as they go throughout their day. That's how we were in a spiritual state. We couldn't make good decisions. It was one drop after the next. We were just helpless, mistake prone, and everything else. That's what poor in spirit means. That we were powerless and that we were helpless. But also, it has another feature to it. We were without grace. We were graceless, if you will. Corrupt. Unfit. Inept. Every thought, or most thoughts at least, were just, how can I get over? How can I satisfy me? You know, I have this love-hate thing with clever people. I'm not clever. I'm not clever. See, to me, it's like, you know, what you see is what you get. And those are the type of people I like as well. Those that when you meet them, you don't have to do a lot of guesswork. Oh, but clever people. Oh, but clever people, it's like playing someone in chess. They are three moves ahead of you. When you, with your, you know, hey, accept me as I am self, come to them, they are three moves ahead of you. And with me, because I'm like that and I just come as I am, I don't see the plan unfold. I don't see, like, their cleverness working on me. And then after that third move, I'm the dum-dum. And I'm like, that's what they were up to all this time. They asked me that to ask me this so they can get that out of me. And I feel so foolish afterwards. I feel so used afterwards. But that level of planning, I'm like, wow, if they got it right spiritually, God could probably use that. That's good planning and good tactics and good technique. That's good. But when you are a victim to it, you're like, man, I don't want to deal with that person. Because they are like three, four moves ahead of you. Three or four moves ahead of you. My goodness. But that's what gracelessness is. It's something that when you are in a state that you are without him, your thinking is corrupt enough to not have the best interest of others at heart, but only your own. Unfit. You can't make it in how you are. You need a savior. You need someone to come along. You need a help to get you in. Those are the features of the poor in spirit. They are without grace, and they understand that. They are helpless, and they understand that. And they are powerless, and they understand that. And when you come to that moment, when you understand that, that's when he'll bless you. That's why it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Let me leave you with this. The word blessed doesn't mean happy. If you try to interpret this word happy, then you kind of miss all the nuance of it. What it means more is satisfied, highly satisfied, full. Full. And please, if you don't get anything else, get this. Get this. In Psalms 139, matter of fact, Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. But then when you go to Ephesians 2 and 10, it tells you this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. When you read in Genesis and you see the steps of creation, day one, day two, day three, and after everything, he said it was good. But when he created man, he said, what? It is very good. That was his masterpiece. Now, this is what I want you to get. This is what I need for you to get. Most of us, we are out there trying to satisfy ourselves with something that is less than us. If you are his masterpiece, this earth and all the things that are in it is good, but guess what? It can't satisfy. Everything in this world, you name it, it can't satisfy. Because, see, you are trying to bless yourself, satisfy yourself with something less than you are. Do you hear me? You're going out there trying to satisfy yourself with something less than you are. Man, see, right, but what about that? What about that Cadillac, though? Man, even though it's less than me, it makes me happy, but it don't make you satisfied. See, you can be happy. See, happiness, it depends on circumstances, right? And guess how circumstances go? Just like the Maverick. Oh, my goodness. Up and down, and it twirls and twirls and twirls and go all around and everything else, and it's so unpredictable. So one day you feel so cool about your Escalade, but then all of a sudden some Dodo wrecks into it. Sad story. Never drives the same or anything else. Then all of a sudden, guess what? Not only are you not satisfied, you're not even happy. You get what I'm saying? You're not even happy after that. Oh, but see, right, well, shoot, give me a crib. 4-5 bedrooms, 3-5-6 parking spaces. I'll be satisfied then. Oh, really? 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 Man, let me tell you, speaking as a homeowner, things get old. Things need repairing. And then you walk into your kitchen one day and your family say, it needs remodeling. And I'm like, it needs what? Cabinet's fine. Right? Once you were happy with it, but now all of a sudden you are not even happy. See, we are trying to be satisfied on temporary things. I keep telling you all, we are made for eternity. And these things down here are temporary. And you can't satisfy something that is eternal with something that's temporary. We need God. And as soon as you come to that conclusion, blessed are the poor in spirit. You have to come to that conclusion. You can't look for folks to satisfy you. You can't look at things to satisfy you. As Dr. David Jeremiah says, that when God created that heart, he left a little hole in it. Nothing can fill that hole but him. I don't care what you try to put in there, nothing fills it but him. So, are you wasting your youth out there trying to be rich in spirit? Are you wasting your youth out there trying to chase things that seem like they sparkle and shine? Maybe you done ran out of youth. Are you chasing things? Steal? Maybe you ran out of youth and you tried to chase youth. You know, the saddest thing I can see, some of the saddest thing is somebody out there trying to chase youth.
Turn around, Pastor. Turn around. Look at the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You got me. Trying to chase you. What are you doing? What are you doing? Because this world will put you on a roller coaster ride. Right? But here's the thing. Christ didn't promise like it wouldn't be a roller coaster ride, but he said, I will be with you. Through all the ups and downs, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You need him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because they cry out, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Are you there? Let us stand. I don't care what you try to place to fill that hole. God has that for him. It's reserved for him. Stop wasting time. And come to that point where you say, you know what, Lord? I'm powerless. I'm helpless. And I need your grace. And right at that moment, that's when he'll bless you. You can't do it. A lot of folks come and say, you know, as soon as I do this, as soon as I do that, I need to just fix up this and I need to fix up that. And the truth is that you can't fix it. You can't mend it. You can't. You need him. You need him. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And what's the kingdom of heaven? Salvation. Salvation. That's what he offers. Salvation. Is there one today? Is there one today? You know, one of the most loaded words is surrender. When you really look at the aspects of that word, surrender, it means just if you had a load, you can take it off. It means that if you had a hold to it, you can let it go. Surrender. Is there one? I ask you to come. Beg you to come. Don't let this moment pass you by. Maybe there's another that it's not a question of salvation. It just may be a question of strength. We ask you to come as well. Is there one? For those who have visited on occasion and they say, I like this. I'd like to be a part of this. You say, come, because the more the merrier. Come on. We got work to do. Is there one? You know, I saw a sign yesterday and it says like building families. I said, man, if I had that sign, I would say, building Christians to build families. So even if there's issues in the family, you know what? If we teach the word of God, if we teach truth, that can help families. We need him in every aspect of our life. Is there one?
We hope you were blessed by today's sermon and encourage you to continually read and apply God's holy word in your life. To learn more about New Life Community Church's vision, mission, resources, and upcoming events, please visit our website at www.nlccpontiac.org. Or you can also follow us on Twitter at nlccpontiac. May God richly bless and forever keep you.